Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues, involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. And joining us now is Fred Harbinson, the president, head coach, and general manager of the Penticton Vees of the BCHL. Fred, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Gino.
And Fred, I guess what's old is new again. Another year, another top-ranked team that you're in charge of. The Vees are the sixth-ranked team in the nation. Talk to me about this incredible legacy that you guys are developing with the Vees and the BCHL.
It's been a fun ride. This is now my 10th season here. So when I left college hockey to come here, I thought, I wasn't even sure if I wanted to come back to junior hockey, and thought maybe it'd be a 1 year thing or something. And we've fallen in love with being here in Penticton, and it's been exciting because of a lot of the great players that we've had here. I mean, we've had just so many guys that have come through the program, and fun watching NHL games now where you're seeing you guys like Troy Stetcher scoring his first goal last week, and Mikey Riley in Minnesota, and the list goes on. So it's been an interesting ride and a great one, and we've won a lot of hockey games in the process, and it starts with our culture, we're off to a good start, and hopefully we have a better finish.
We've been around now for 26 years, and for regular listeners, they've heard you many times on the show. You've been a guest with us a lot of times, but you just recently reached a pretty significant milestone with career win number 400 in the BCHL. How special was that for you?
It was real special. I mean, you always hear it is a team award, clearly, and from our ownership, my support staff, my assistant coaches, and of course the players. And what it does, we just had Parents Weekend this past weekend, and we talked a little bit about the consistency of our program, and I think that's what made the 400 special in a quick period of time, because it shows that we've been winning a lot of games year after year when we've sent so many players on to college, but we've been consistently been able to win games.
You have sent a lot of kids on to college. You've seen some kids go on to the NHL. What's it mean to you when you see the kids having this kind of success elsewhere?
It means as much as any championships that we've won. It really does, it's a real rewarding as a coach when you get text messages from some of these guys that are playing at the highest level or playing in college hockey, and they send text messages back or whatever, just about how great their time was here and how much they appreciated their development here, and it's as much of the reason why I coach than anything else.
This is a big year for the Vees, as you guys are hosting the Western Canada Cup coming up in April. Give us a bit of a walkthrough of the tournament that you guys are going to be playing, as well as four other league champs. So at least you know that you're going to get to that level no matter what this year anyway.
Exactly. No, we know we're playing in May, end of April, early May. And basically what it is you've got the four Western Branch, BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba champions, and then a host team, which we are. So the five teams will battle it out in a 13-game tournament where the two top teams end up going to Cobourg for the Royal Bank Cup.
All right. Listen, we all know the ultimate goal is the RBC Cup. You can assess your talent better than anybody can because you see them firsthand. Nationally, you're ranked number six. Realistically speaking, is this a team that could do it all this year?
Yeah, I think we do. I think there's some very strong opponents in our league, in our own division, and in our own league. But this team reminds me a lot of our team 2 years ago that lost in the Royal Bank Cup national semifinal, where we might not have the big superstars, so to speak, but we have four real solid lines. Our team is really built on goaltending in our back end. We've got seven Division I committed defensemen, so it can only tell you how strong our back end is. And if we can get them to work, which they do, I think we'll be a tough out in the playoffs.
Hey, Fred, congratulations on win number 400, and just keep on doing it. Great job with all the kids that you're sending, not only to the NHL and to colleges, but really to all kinds of jobs all over the place. I'm sure you must be very, very proud of what you've been able to do.
No, absolutely, Gino, and I appreciate everything you do for junior hockey as well.
That was Fred Harbinson, the president, head coach, and general manager of the Penticton Vees. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.